ASL's top story this hour. National Democrats are again interested in Utah's 4th Congressional District. They're sending more resources for next year's election.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with the latest on the 4th District race. Mary?
Amanda, Mia Love's seat is on the list of 2018 targets as Democrats try to take control of the House. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee did not have Love on the list of targets before Ben McAdams announced he was jumping in the race to challenge Love. But last week, they say some things changed, and they think it will add some wind to their sails. A memo from DCCC chairman says the new polling data shows a shift towards Democrats in general and a drop in approval for President Trump in Representative Love's district specifically. But Utah policy says McAdams still has an uphill climb. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top story this hour, National Democrats are again interested in Utah's 4th Congressional District, where an incumbent Republican is facing another tough battle.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more on the 4th District race. Mary?
Amanda, the campaign arm of Democrats in Congress has now added the 4th Congressional District to their list of targeted seats next year. They've got 91 seats on their list, and they need to flip 25 of them to gain control of the House. Utah policy says new data gives National Democrats some hope, including a poll that shows 47% of voters in Mia Love's district disapprove of President Trump. But that may not mean they're ready to pick a Democrat over her. Salt Lake County Mayor Ben McAdams has announced he's going to challenge Love next year, but she's getting fundraising help from Mitt Romney and other heavy hitters. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.